Now we are ready to start.
Mr. Duffy, when did you first realize you wanted to write a detective novel?
When I was at college, I had a go at literary fiction, but it never worked out because I just didn't have a subject I cared about. Then when I turned 41, a friend of mine gave me a detective novel and I started reading crime fiction. I found I was gripped. Something in the person I am responded to these books. And I thought to myself, why not give it a go? However, it wasn't until 2009 that I published my first novel.
What especially attracts you in crime fiction?
I love the intensity in the work of Michael Connelly. For instance, he is such a clever writer. I was hooked by Connelly's character, Harry Bosch, because he's a policeman with a sense of vocation. I know a number of policemen like that. And I think that passion for your work is something male readers in particular respond to. There are a lot of men who wish their job was just as all-consuming and fulfilling as fighting crime.
How long does it take you to write a novel?
Usually about 9 months in total. I have two stages. The first is the coffee shop stage, where I sit down, order a coffee, make notes and plan. I do that for weeks before starting to write. The second is sitting upstairs alone and writing intensely. It blocks out the rest of the world and allows me to focus.
We've read a huge number of Australian detective novels to make our choices for select editions, and The Tower impressed us with its authentic plot and setting. How did you create this strong sense of place?
I tried to do it through the narrative voice, and it was quite a challenge. In my experience, Australian police are fairly laconic on the job and when they're talking about what they do. They're rather dry and pragmatic. If I'd internalised their voices in the book, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been too dull. So I had to create a new voice for the book that was Australian, but compressed.
Your next novel's also about Nicholas Troy, isn't it?
Yes. The Tower is the first in a series of crime novels about Sydney. I call it the City of Sharks. The sunlit surface is bright and glittering, but predators swim just beneath it, ready to snatch something on the surface they like the look of. This is a beautiful place, but it can be a hard one because of crime. In The Simple Death, a man falls off a ferry and dies, and an elderly lady dies after a long painful illness. Could these two deaths be linked? It is this investigation that occupies Troy's time, but he is also being troubled by a few other events in his life. He thinks a lot about the choices he makes in his work and his life, and tries to do his best. The novel is a sophisticated but hugely entertaining mystery, with a plot ripped straight out of tomorrow's headlines.
Has writing about crime disillusioned you at all, or made you cynical over the years?
Writing about real-life crime can be depressing, because you have to focus on the criminal aspects. But I'm never depressed when I'm writing a crime novel, because I'm engaged with the story, and it's really captivating. As readers, we don't expect realism from detective fiction. We're interested in the battle between good and bad. Some of the most important stuff in the life of the characters is actually arguments with their superiors and problems with their day-to-day work. There's a specific structure in a detective novel that we expect to find, just as we do in a symphony or other classic works of art. And it's satisfying. Although nobody expects detective novels to end happily, we always find out who has committed a crime, whereas in real life, unfortunately, we often don't.
Are there any more cases for Nicholas Troy to solve?
Of course there are. I'm currently working on a new novel, and I have no plans to stop writing.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Mr. Duffy, when did you first realise you wanted to write a detective novel?
When I was at college, I had a go at literary fiction, but it never worked out because I just didn't have a subject I cared about. Then, when I turned 41, a friend of mine gave me a detective novel and I started reading crime fiction. I found I was gripped. Something in the person I am responded to these books. And I thought to myself, why not give it a go? However, it wasn't until 2009 that I published my first novel.
What especially attracts you in crime fiction?
I love the intensity in the work of Michael Connelly. For instance, he is such a clever writer. I was hooked by Connolly's character, Harry Bosch, because he's a policeman with a sense of vocation. I know a number of policemen like that, and I think that passion for your work is something male readers in particular respond to. There are a lot of men who wish their job was just as all-consuming and fulfilling as fighting crime.
How long does it take you to write a novel?
Usually about 9 months in total. I have two stages. The first is the coffee shop stage, where I sit down, order a coffee, make notes and plan. I do that for weeks before starting to write. The second is sitting upstairs alone and writing intensely. It blocks out the rest of the world and allows me to focus.
We've read a huge number of Australian detective novels to make our choices for select editions, and The Tower impressed us with its authentic plot and setting. How did you create this strong sense of place?
I tried to do it through the narrative voice, and it was quite a challenge. In my experience, Australian police are fairly laconic on the job, and when they're talking about what they do. They're rather dry and pragmatic. If I'd internalised their voices in the book, it wouldn't have worked. It would have been too dull. So I had to create a new voice for the book that was Australian but compressed.
Your next novel's also about Nicholas Troy, isn't it?
Yes. The Tower is the first in a series of crime novels about Sydney. I call it the City of Sharks. The sunlit surface is bright and glittering, but predators swim just beneath it, ready to snatch something on the surface they like the look of. This is a beautiful place, but it can be a hard one because of crime. In The Simple Death, a man falls off a ferry and dies, and an elderly lady dies after a long painful illness. Could these two deaths be linked? It is this investigation that occupies Troy's time, but he is also being troubled by a few other events in his life. He thinks a lot about the choices he makes in his work and his life, and tries to do his best. The novel is a sophisticated but hugely entertaining mystery, with a plot ripped straight out of tomorrow's headlines.
Has writing about crime disillusioned you at all, or made you cynical over the years?
Writing about real-life crime can be depressing, because you have to focus on the criminal aspects. But I'm never depressed when I'm writing a crime novel, because I'm engaged with the story, and it's really captivating. As readers, we don't expect realism from detective fiction, or are interested in the battle between good and bad. Some of the most important stuff in the life of the characters is actually arguments with their superiors, and problems with their day-to-day work. There's a specific structure in a detective novel that we expect to find, just as we do in a symphony or other classic works of art. And it's satisfying. Although nobody expects detective novels to end happily, we always find out who has committed a crime, whereas in real life, unfortunately, we often don't.
Are there any more cases for Nicholas Troy to solve?
Of course there are. I'm currently working on a new novel, and I have no plans to stop writing.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.